You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, we've got to stop first.
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my bad. You were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? Today's, yeah. It's been done with us.
Bloody idiots. Get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why does it always have to go first? Seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 6 of Why So Insecure.
Yes, it's your girl Ika Aubrey.
And it's my own royalty. And
review episode. Is it episode 6?
Yeah.
Okay, because it feels like it's been longer than that for some reason.
Yeah, definitely does. But actually, we're nearly at the end. We've got 4 left.
Yeah, episode 6 of Insecure, HBO by Issa Rae and her team.
Yeah.
What had it start this week? I'm trying to remember now.
So this scene, it was the hospital, wasn't it? No, it was Issa giving everyone food.
No, it started with the iconic Issa throwing Condola's baby.
How could I forget? What did I tell you?
Legendary scene. Classic.
Because I didn't realize she was daydreaming. I was like, oh.
Same.
And then I clocked the way she did it, the basketball, I said,
yeah. And for me, it's a fact, yeah, that, like, it started off like, okay, this is real. Like, this is a real situation. And I thought, okay, well, that's very brave of her to go over and actually baby.
No, but didn't you think it was so corny when she was like, wait? I said, ugh, Issa.
But it's so Issa, though, to do that. I feel like.
Yeah, it was so dramatic. I was like, girl, stop it. Yeah. Condola didn't even see you, ma'am. About weight.
Literally. So then when she was holding the baby, I was thinking, rah, you're really brave. Like, me, I will feel some hatred towards the baby. I'm not going to lie to you. So then when I realised that it was fake, well, not fake, but part of her imagination, I was like, yes, girl, this is not real.
I was proud of her. I was like, oh my gosh, this is really good. And I thought, you know what, yeah, I can't lie to you. The way she held the baby,
yeah,
it was before she threw the baby, but the way she held the baby, I said, I'm not going to lie to you, Issa. Oh, you have to forgive him. Just get with him.
No.
I was like, look at you. Getting into your stepmom role. I was like, girl,
nah. In that scene, I just felt like she was the outsider. Like, I just felt like you've got A and B, you've got C just standing there.
I feel like she blended in perfectly. Because I feel like even the way, like, Condola was like, do you want to hold baby? I said, oh my gosh, you guys... The baby could actually come and sleep over at Easton Lawrence's.
No way.
In that moment, I was like, do you know what, girl? Forgive him.
No baby's going over to... Anyway, if I was Easton, no baby's coming to my crib. Baby got a mama who has a house, so she can stay there.
Yeah, but if they get married or if they get together, the child has to come visit the dad.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge. We'll cross that bridge when we get to that bridge. But for now, she got her own home. The baby can stay there. Like, no, I'm not trying to form no emotional bond with no... child that ain't my man's. Well, then it's not mine. So yeah.
No, that was hilarious. And then the way that so Lawrence funny. Just stood there like one egg, I was thinking, first of all, yeah, you're the one who should be like
the one who's getting kicked.
The middle person. No, like the middle person between, you know, when it was awkward silence, like he should have been the middle person to kind of unawkward that silence.
Yeah.
I said, look at Condola taking the lead once yet again.
But that's the thing with Lawrence, though. I feel like the men, not men, the women that he gets with are, like, more outspoken than him.
Yeah, than he is.
Yeah, I feel like the ones that he aren't outspoken are the ones he just has, like, like a sighting, like the ones that he just sleeps with, but women that he actually like maybe cares about or like more outspoken.
I can't lie, I really fancy him. Because when he was not just a responsible father standing there, and then when he just looked so like, I said, you are so fine to be this foolish. But I get I would have been stepmom.
I feel like the daddiness in him has put me off so much.
Is it? I like, feel very attractive.
You're actually someone's dad.
I love that. I feel like you're a very responsible person. You've got a kid, you're showing up for your kid. You're at the doctor's appointment. I said,
it's cute, but I feel like the kind of the sexiness that he had before isn't there anymore. Like I like the bachelor Lawrence. But right now you're just all daddy wearing dad trousers, dad jackets.
Not
like
dad trousers. If you don't leave the men's fashion sense.
Everything just dad. I'm
dad jacket? What's a dad jacket?
Like, you know, the grandpa, like, jackets, like...
No, he was not wearing that. He was wearing a double jacket that he wears all the time. No,
that was a very granddad jacket.
No, I was like, you know what, you just look so fine. Damn. I honestly felt like, you know what, Issa, just... You're holding baby so naturally. The baby even likes you because, you know, some babies cry when they hold you.
Right, yeah.
I said the baby's feeling your spirit. You're feeling baby's spirit.
Let's
do this. And then she flung... She did a basketball move with the baby, and I said,
it's the wrist, it's the flick of the wrist. She said, oh,
yep, whoop, in the hoop. Wow. I literally was like, oh,
same.
And then I clocked that, like, oh, obviously, it's not gonna
and
be a real thing.
Evil laugh as well that she had in the end, that evil laugh. I was like, oh my god, you're just so evil.
It's what she did. She was like, bitch. I said, no, I'm actually screaming. I'm actually so done.
But I like how they can make light of like the situation.
Yeah, because if you don't laugh, you cry.
Literally, and that's how life is, you know.
That's actually how Issa's life is at the moment. If she doesn't laugh, she will cry.
Yeah,
so she just has to be laughing like one jester.
But then it made me think as well, Issa, you're with Nathan. Why are you having imaginary thoughts of you flinging your ex man
somebody's baby?
Are you not meant to be moving forward?
Yeah, because you know what's mad? Because even when that happened, I thought she was still in the hospital when she was imagining this. I found out that it was nighttime and she was in her pajamas in her home, I said, sis, what you spend the whole day thinking about?
Literally. Silly and girl. That's why I just think, sis is not... Wow, sorry, guys. Bear wind. Can you hear it?
Yeah, but it's fine. It's the UK weather at the moment, guys. Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm not sorry about that.
What was I even saying? Lost my train of thought now.
That's when you realised that...
that's when I realised that... Yeah, that sis is really like still thinking, she's right, which is normal. But I would rather her admit that to herself. I think that's what is getting on my nerves.
I think we're getting there. I think we're getting there.
Yeah, because let me fast forward to a little bit where the scene between Condola and her at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Where Condola basically also gets her revenge in her imaginary thoughts.
No, but I thought that was Issa's thoughts, though, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah, but Condola basically gets her, like, kicks her back in it, like, revenge kind of thing, yeah. Even then, she said something that was very, very key. She said, own your choices. And that was so key, because I feel like Issa is not owning her choice. Like, you've chosen to leave this man.
Yeah.
Own the healing and everything that comes with it, and own the decision you made. And I feel like it kind of also links in with, like, Gabrielle Union, for example, who's also chatting about her husband cheating, da, 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 like, own the decision you make so you don't feel resentment.
Gabrielle Union's on a tour. She's on an own it tour, okay?
Literally, like, I feel like people are not owning their decisions, so then they're just bare conflicted. Like, just own the choice you made and just deal with the consequences of those choices, whether you're with him or you're not with him.
That's what Crenshaw said to her as well, that she needs to own her choices.
Yeah.
He was like, you stepped in it, so own your choices. First of all, he is so fine. Oh my gosh, how can God create with men like this?
But I feel like let me not say anything. I was going to say something, but... Okay.
He is so
He's cute. He's cute. I don't know, I feel like the buffness is reducing. I don't know.
Nah, in that all-white number, I said, you look like an angel, baby. You're an angel, okay?
I'm so bad.
It was, I feel like she does need to own, and it's so crazy because when she was holding the baby or whatever, I literally forgot about Nathan. I said, I'm not gonna actually get back with him. but then like, as the episode went on, I can't lie to you, I really hope that at the end of this season, Issa actually gets a break. Sis, is in the trenches. This is going through it.
I need her to leave
She's
LA.
Going through it. She's going through with her LA. Career. She's going through it with her man. She's going with her ex-man.
Yeah.
I'm really over it. Like, I think it was when she sat down. Yeah, when she and Nathan sat down the closing scene.
Yeah.
The kid has got a break.
You think really Nathan needs to give her a break? You think?
No, I mean, the writers need to give her a break.
I need to see her
flourishing at the end and her career's popped off, especially the way Crenshaw was talking to her. I said, well, you were in the wrong. I'm sorry, but I don't see what she did wrong. Because you know what it is? I feel like sometimes black people don't want to hear the truth is that sometimes, yeah, you need to, when we have very limited opportunities, sometimes we need to play the game to be able to stay in the game. If Issa had gone there being like, no, da, 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 he wants to do this and that's that, they wouldn't have had the opportunity. He wouldn't have had the opportunity he had. And it would have been long because she has been working at this for years now. Do you get what I mean? And I feel like the way he was speaking to us, like, you're so ungrateful. Like, you're so beautiful, but you're so ungrateful. Look at your head.
No, I feel like I get it from both sides. Because I think for him as a creative artist, whatever.
As an artist.
I think, for him, he's probably thinking, like, he's so confident in his craft that in his mind, he's probably thinking it would have worked, but you wanted to be a sellout and you wanted to kind of go by the norms and kind of be a good girl, good at two-shoes and, you know, play by the books kind of thing. But then I also get Issa's point where it's like, bro, like, we've got one foot in for now. Let's just what we can and then get the other foot in. That's so I kind of get both sides, but I think I would have rather Issa let him do what he wanted to do. And if it flopped, been like, I told you so, deuces.
No, but remember that they didn't have the option. Basically, because they said, that he either does what they want him to do or they're going to pull the opportunity. So he never had that choice because they were going to go with someone else. They were going to go with other artists that's more established. And so the only way for her to sell him to them was for them to water down what he was going to do. That's why I'm like, sometimes you need to play it smart. Like, you feel like she's a sellout, whatever, but I don't think she was being a sellout. I feel like she was thinking more long-term than anything
else.
Okay,
let me give you a scenario,
Okay.
Let's just say, I don't know. Okay, let's just say Google are starting a podcasting thingy. And they said to you, like, guys, you can't talk about faith on the pod because we're not, like, so religious and, you know. Okay. And that's something that you feel very strongly about. Same with Crenshaw feels very strongly about, you know, whatever he was wanted to sing or rap or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like to him, that's probably equivalent to that. Do you get what I mean? Like to, because he feels
I
so
feel like it's a different example. Passion. I feel like a more suitable example is if they said, that when I can't talk about black issues, I don't feel like faith is a good, like that example doesn't tally up.
Some people,
I feel like it's like them saying, I can't talk about black issues.
Yeah, go.
Because if they say you can't talk about black issues, and then someone sees me take the deal and agree to not talk about black issues, they're going to see me as a sellout. But if I don't talk about faith, that's between me and God when I get to the pearly gates. But if it's something like to do with like black culture and my identity as a black person, I feel like if they said to me, don't talk about black issues, I would have to decline the deal. I'm sorry, because I feel like I would have to sit down and be, what do you mean don't talk about black issues?
Exactly. Because, so I feel like that's probably for him, it's probably like that's how passionate he felt about, you know. And even with faith, obviously, it's because God is not physically here, so there's no like real consequences, even though there is, but like not.
So you think when my life is snatched overnight?
No, exactly. But like, as in, there's no consequences, like immediate consequences right now, anyway. So it's kind of like you think you can't compare it, but
it's the cancellations.
Like, but it's literally the same, where he felt really passionate about something and he just felt like. Yeah. Issa couldn't see it, but Issa.
Well, she
it's just communication. But I think, that's what I was saying. I would have rather agreed, or I would have rather Issa be like, okay, do you know what? I'm working with you because I wholeheartedly believe in everything that you do. Do you know what I mean? So I'm gonna try and pitch them to you. If they go with somebody else, then I've done my part. Do you know what I mean? Rather than believing in someone wholeheartedly and be like, okay, actually, but you can't bring this side of you here, like, or, and then, because when it starts like that, then before you know it, another show, actually, you can't do this, and then it's like, you're just watering down someone's talent over and over. So I get both sides because I feel like we got to see both sides, how both sides played out, whereas Crenshaw only saw like what he saw and Issa saw. Do you know what I mean? Like we got to see both sides.
He was just giving me arrogant vibes. I said, you're very ungrateful.
Yeah, like, he's definitely arrogant.
Sometimes you can't help people because look at that. And then we've had brownies and everything. But no,
I'm so done.
Also another scene that kind of got me as well was the barbershop scene.
Yes.
Another arrogant black man moment. And I was just like, oh gosh, you're not even in the barbershop. You know I didn't remember seeing that guy in the scenes. That's how much you're not here. You're not here to the point that you're never here in the acting scenes. And then I feel like him calling out, I can't lie to you. I don't promote violence or anything like that. But I do think that once in a while, people do need to get slapped to know that you can't just open your mouth anyhow.
He deserved to have his jaw rocked.
I wanted Nathan to rush him. Yeah. I think that Nathan, deck him, Nathan. Go on. Go for it.
Yeah. Same. So I'm shocked he didn't, but then I'm not shocked as well because Nathan's not that type.
I thought he was the type. Not gonna lie to you. I just thought it wasn't that kind of show.
He's very LA, like... You could tell.
I thought he was the type. Because I feel like people like him, they're the ones where I'm sure we've seen Nathan getting in a little tussle.
Do you know who would have rocked Thingy's jaw? What's Issa's ex, that guy, the other one?
Alex. Not Alex. Daniel.
Not Lawrence. Yes. Daniel
wanted to fight Issa when she did again at the start? I can't remember what it was, but he's very arrogant. He doesn't like embarrassment.
He would have rocked, but I think with Nathan, I was shocked but not sure because I feel like Nathan's just not, he doesn't appear to be that guy to me. And I just,
so, do you know,
I can tell from that walking the dog scene that he's just not that guy.
Yeah, because walking the dog, I'm actually screaming. do you know what I'm saying? That Rocket, is killing me. It's because it reminds me of when Black China and her mom were arguing.
Oh.
And her mom, I told him, he was like, I'm going to rock your world. And then Black China was like, so rock it.
They would joke those two, honestly. But
I feel like it was so, and I feel like it was so sad that no one stuck up for him or anything like that. But also, oh my god, okay, so I know that's a serious issue, and I'm about to go into something that is a bit shallow, but okay. Basically, you know when he was telling Issa about the situation, and then he was like, he's gonna quit. I say, here goes another bum. Like, you're about to be a bum.
But he's a quitter, though.
And I said, like, Issa, what's your problem? Why do you always attract these jobless guys?
Yeah.
He's really gave me the ick when he said that. I was like, oh, dear.
But then I feel like with that whole barbershop scene as well, I think it kind of showed like how some people, I would say, can like make mental health like a thing.
Yeah, because you know what's
when
crazy?
When he was like,
yeah, go
this
on.
Crazy, you crazy, like bipolar. This bipolar nigga.
Get your crazy bipolar ass.
Yeah. I just felt like he just made it like very, like it's a real thing. But he kind of made it less, I don't know, like less serious.
There's a word for it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he kind of like downplayed it, but then still made it seem like it's still a thing. Like you're still crazy, but.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? What I was thinking as well was that I bet you when that Nathan told him, he was like, oh no, that's crazy. Like, that's bad, blah, 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 blah. Exactly. But then it's like, it's crazy how people use something that they know you don't necessarily have control over against you.
And especially when it's the first thing you say in an argument.
In an argument.
That's always a big flag for me because you could have said anything else. You could have said anything else. But once you use someone's insecurity as a way of an insult in an argument,
you've been dying for it.
Yeah, you've been itching to say that, and I just think for me, there's no going back. Like, I had a friend do that to me once, and the thing is, what she said wasn't even an insecurity, but we'd had conversations about it, and like when we got into an argument, which petty argument, that was the first thing she said, and then I was just you've been dying to say this, and it's just like, girl. Cut the cord. We're done.
I feel like it's like people just wanted to hurt you. Just literally hit you where it hurts.
Yeah.
That scene was very sad. And when he walked away, and I was like, oh, he just really reminds me of a small boy.
Yeah, I just wish he stood up for himself. Like, even if he didn't obviously we don't promote violence, but even if he didn't punch him up, like, I just wish he kind of stood up, said, like, said something.
You because, ignorant fat ass. Don't talk to me. Like,
because once you've allowed that, who knows what he's gonna try again. Like,
yeah,
once you allow that boundary to be crossed, it's hard mm-hmm. to get that respect back. Especially we watch barbershop movies, like that culture in barbershop, like respect yeah, is like a big thing. Each other.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So once you be letting some one two little banter slide, you're the joke, you're basically the butt of the joke of everything.
Jester.
Yeah, like you don't want that. So
yeah, that was quite sad. That actually. Was sad. Like that.
Then you can also see how, like, sorry, yeah, you can see how both Issa and Nathan were having bad days. And then when they come together, instead of them to actually talk about it. So
you're
about
a fake
it,
couple. You guys are actually a fake couple.
I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, they got my nerves. I'm sorry, but they really got my nerves. I said, no, don't how can you not be able
to... Nathan and Issa.
I'm a woman. I can change my mind anytime I want. Because I was like, first of all, you guys are embarrassing me. And then furthermore, like, how are you a couple and you can't even tell each other you had a bad day?
A common bad
and I feel
day.
Like they're just very, like, they're very shy with each other and they're not very open with each other.
But it's weird because Issa's just like, not like that usually, though. Issa's very
I just think
book.
It's because I feel like it's just because they're not compatible.
Yeah, literally.
Because if that was Lawrence, she would have said to Lawrence, and then I stepped over a piece of chewing gum and then yeah. I tripped on it, that she would be very detailed about her day. And I was like, you literally had the worst day. Yeah. He literally had the worst day. And you two are just not going to say anything. And then now you guys are arguing. And then now you're just sitting in silence on the opposite yeah. ends of the sofa, man.
100%, yeah. But it just shows that it's a rushed thing. Because Nathan literally, I feel like Nathan deep down feels something ain't right.
But he's kind of so, just going with the flow. Peace.
No, do you know why I think that? Yes, because... he was literally like, Issa, you're all over the place. You want to yeah. take it slow. 1 minute you're telling me you love me. Then, like, it's just like, you're not. And then he even said she's inconsistent, which I thought was cheeky because he too is inconsistent himself.
You. the master of ghosters. How dare you?
Yeah. But I just feel like they're just not. I feel like deep down he feels something's off, but he's not. He open, can't pinpoint not, what it yeah. is.
I'm sure all parties involved.
I think he's trying to figure out if Issa's like that or it's just a thing of, like, you're going through it.
I don't think he knows that she's going through anything. He yeah. ain't got not one clue. He's very clueless. But I do think as well that I genuinely don't think, because you know a lot of times men don't know that something's wrong. And then when you tell them something's wrong, they'll be like, what do you mean? And it's like, have you not felt
no,
the energy?
For him to say all so these things so. In a group like that, like, he literally was like, then you tell me you love me. That, like, it's all in his head, but he's just not saying anything. Do you get what I mean? I don't know.
He's thinking about it, but he's just not talking about it.
Yeah, but I think he doesn't know exactly what it is, but he doesn't get her. And he doesn't get her because they're not compatible.
Yeah. It's a shame, really. It really is. I was really rooting for them, but I said, I can't help people who are not trying to help themselves. So, Lawrence.
Yeah, no.
Next. It's quite
no,
sad.
I can't do Lawrence.
I really can.
She just needs to go home.
Can. I need both of them to get back together. I just think it just... And oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm sorry, but I can't take Issa Rae in a sex scene. I just think she's so funny that I'm just like, girl, this is not you, stop, girl.
Mate, and this one was really
raw.
It was
so awkward. It was so awkward. Oh my God. It was, honestly, I was dying. Like, I was literally cringing so much. And then also, oh my gosh, also, yeah, her need, her, because basically, you know how last time she told him she loves him, mm-hmm. he didn't say nothing back. He basically, mm-hmm. he might as well just pat her on the head and say thank you, girl. And then this time, she was dying for the love of you, but I felt like it was because she saw Lawrence and Condola, and she felt like my situation is not very serious, and they've got a whole thing going on there. Because remember, she saw as well that he'd moved back.
Yeah,
she's like, wow, like, you, he's left, kind of thing.
Yeah,
and then her trying to force Nathan to say it, and yeah, then I was like, oh, you're kidding me, this is really embarrassing. Stop,
it's and that's why, yeah, I don't condone women saying it first because
not if condone,
you say, I don't condone women saying I love you first because if you say yeah, know that the person might, it's not automatically the person gonna say it back.
I so would just
own that I love back. You, just keep it inside. Keep it inside until you're ready to not until you're ready to be okay to not hear it back, basically.
But how can you not say back?
Because he don't love her.
No, because I feel like he should love me with the love of Christ anyway. So why can't you just say back?
Girl, but he don't love her like that. He likes her.
I love things that I have that literally have no.
Yeah, but in a relationship, love is different to Christ's love.
No, I feel like saying I love you is different to saying I'm in love with you. So if I say I love you like I love all my friends. So why can't you love me back?
No, I guess that. Come on. You don't say I love you like all my friends to your boyfriend. Come on, girl.
No, but.
You can love them as a person, but as an.
Yeah, but.
I'm talking about love, like romantic love.
No, but you should love me as a person anyway.
Yeah, but you're not going to say it like.
Say it.
He knows what she wants, though. He knows. I feel like I'm better defending Nathan now. He knows what kind of love she's talking about. And it ain't that I love you like a human being, my brother or the sister, you know.
Here's a spot. I think my next situation, I'm not joking. I think that I need to normalize saying I love you very like casually. Even like with my friends, I want to say it casually.
So you should be prepared if you don't hear anything back. That's my thing.
I'm not prepared.
Don't expect I love you back.
I am.
Because if he doesn't say it now, you're bare shy for yourself. That's the thing.
Do you understand? Have you ever been in a moment of life where you just wanted to go back just a few seconds? You're never asking God for too much. I'm just saying, God, just five seconds. Let's just go back 5 seconds.
Literally.
I'd be so... Like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm dying of like cringing.
But that's why, even with saying I love you to somebody, it shouldn't be on the basis of someone else saying
yes, it should.
It should. That's what they've made you think, that it's supposed to be like that. It shouldn't. Because if I love you, I love you for you. And if you don't love me back, it's okay. And at least I know you like me. But I'm not going to, that's why I said, I don't say anything. Just keep your mouth shut. Don't say it. Feel the love inside. He says it back, then you're like, okay, now I can say it's confirmed. If you say now, he doesn't say it back, now you're crying in your sheets. No.
I think that's grounds to break up with someone.
Really?
Yes. It's the way guys look at proposing to a girl and she says no and wants to carry on the relationship. I can't tell you that I love you and you can't tell me that you love me back. I think that's such a deep thing. I'm not saying for you to say, I'm in love with you. I feel like being loving someone and then being in love is a different stage. But if I tell you that I love you and you're just like, oh, thank you. Oh my gosh.
Some girls are crazy.
I promise you, I think I would actually break up the relationship.
No, but Esther, some people are crazy where they can say I love you in the first week. Like, everybody's different.
That's different. I have sense.
My pace to loving somebody could be different to your pace. That's what I'm saying. You're going to say it, don't expect, like, obviously, if he never ever says it, then that's grounds for breakup.
I am waiting for that. I'm not waiting for never.
But because I think after a certain time, he should say it, which I do agree. Yeah.
I'll be honest. If you date a Nigerian guy from back home, they'd be loving you within 2 days. So they don't care. But I feel like because I'm someone who I take my time with like emotions and stuff like that. I said I love you.
How can you can't That's force it. Somebody to say I love you back?
You can't say, force I'm gonna it. I'm sorry, we have to break up.
Okay, what if you say I really like you as well?
That's a slap in the face. That's worse. I said I love you. You said I really like you as well. Don't as well me, because I didn't say like, did I? You better say I love you too.
I'm so done.
Even I love you too. Go on.
That's bare pressure.
You're riding my coattail. Say I love you and end your sentence there. Don't say two. Because I love you, now you love me back, babes. You should love me because you love me.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm not going to say nothing.
I was very shy for her. And then she was really trying to force it. I said, first of all, this scene is killing me as it is, sis. Stop. And then you're going to try and do that? It's so awkward. It was such an awkward ordeal. I said, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah.
At all.
It's mad. But then, I'm not surprised that he didn't say it back. Because
I'm not surprised.
She said it on the GRS.
I really thought he would have said it back. I can't lie to you. I felt like he liked her more. Because he was very upset. Oh my gosh. And then when he said, you crying in my mouth. I said, oh. Why are you embarrassing her this episode?
I'm telling you this. He knows there's something wrong. He just doesn't know what it is.
I'm not being funny yet, but Issa actually collected shame this episode. From every angle. From Condola. From the baby. From Lawrence. from everybody.
Beer. She's going through it. She's really going through it.
He said that you but crying I don't know if she in my realizes mouth. It. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if she realizes it, but she's going through it.
She does. It's mad. Because if you like saw her, you know, the last scene with her and Nathan on the sofa, and her feet were like inwards, like that. Like,
yeah.
Both feet were facing each other. I know, like, body language wise, that's like shy for yourself. Like, you're going, it's like a going, you're like, you're sad, kind of, it's a sad kind of body language.
Yeah.
It was quite, so yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't.
On another note, I was going to say.
Well, Molly.
Molly's showing her brother ass. is a fine piece of man. Wow. Fine. Where should we hide her siblings this whole season and other seasons?
I like, if there were anything like Molly, I didn't want to meet them yet. this was the perfect time for me to meet them because I like her now, so it's all right.
I'm so done. But yeah, they definitely good food.
Yeah. And I'm glad her mom finally woke up. That was really good as well. That's positive.
Yeah, because I would like to deal with that if she didn't.
I don't know, maybe it's like trauma from just how this year's treated me. But I really thought her mom was gonna die. The way her mom, you know, when her mom woke up here and she said, I'm gonna come back home, and her brother said, no, don't. I was like, oh, Molly, go, please. Go. Yeah. Because I honestly was very, very scared that the next scene was gonna be that. But I really pray not. Because I can't.
It's because it's season finale, so you expect something traumatic like that to happen.
Yeah, but I just think, let's just end on a nice note. I feel like Insecure has never really given us any trauma. Please don't start now. I can't handle it.
No, my heart is too fragile. Especially like when we're like 6 episodes. You've only got 4 left. This is not the time to be doing all of that for the.
To be doing grieving. I'm sorry. But
yeah.
We literally watch Insecure to take time away from grieving in our own lives. So please.
Yeah. And I feel like I watch Insecure as a. It makes me feel like I'm normal. Like,
yeah.
Not saying that they're not normal, but it makes me feel like whatever they're going through, I can relate, and it's normal to feel
the things
I feel, because I can relate. So it's it all makes sense.
It's like it kind of puts your real life on pause, and then you tune into someone else's life quickly.
Yeah, or like it mirrors my real life in some ways. Yeah. Like not completely fully, because obviously I ain't dealt
not
with
condola, it. You ain't got a bit,
all of that. But in terms of like certain emotions and certain things that you go through, like, I feel like it kind of mirrors everybody else's life. So I feel like that's why they're very like likable show, because people can relate. Like, I feel that's something that they've got it down, hands down, but
that is true. Oh my gosh, the way she was acting with her work friends as well. I thought, do you know what though? I can't lie to you that I didn't think it was that deep, because I thought like you were all drinking.
Did they pop a Molly? What was those on her bed? Those little pebbles.
I don't know. I think it was just like, I don't even know, confetti or something. Because she had like mini, you know, like, you know, the hotel when you get the mini fridge, the little alcohol.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Had that.
And then I think it was like, it was just like random stuff on her bed, and then the watch.
Okay.
And I said, oh no. And I feel like straight away I kind of knew it would be the scene that other guy, not the young fine one, the other guy, kind of like a rival.
Yeah,
I knew it would be his watch. But then when they were showing the videos, I just didn't think it was that deep. But she felt really, really awkward. But I was like, I don't think it's like, I thought this was what work retreats are meant to be like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You know, that's what they do.
But you know how it's like with doctors and lawyers and stuff. I feel like they've got this like reputation of being so serious that they can't let their hair down. Like, so she's probably thinking like, I think she'll be thinking, oh, like, you see what I'm really like. I'm not this like,
especially because she, you know, when they were like, oh, yeah, like she used to act all bougie and be like, my white last
She's probably thinking, oh, I've let down my brand.
I've showed my ass. Yeah.
I'm so done. But
no, she was giving me looks as well.
Yeah. I feel like with the storylines and stuff, again, I'm still waiting. I think we're on a steady journey with the storyline. Yeah. But I don't know. I can't predict where it's going. I think that's the thing. It's hard to predict where the storylines are going.
Yeah.
Because
I don't feel like,
is Molly going to find a man?
I think her partner's going to be her man. The lawyer guy. Because remember they were looking at each other. And he said, I feel like it was sweet of him to... I feel like he understands her a lot more than he knows what she's going through. And I could see that he had like a bit more respect for her, like, wow, you're really dealing with a lot kind of thing. Also him kind of going out of his way to get her a goodie bag, I thought like that was really sweet, because usually they kind of leave her out of stuff, they don't really care for her. So I felt like that was really, really sweet of him and very thoughtful. And then when and then when like she hugged him and he was really hugging her back, like, honestly,
I'm so done.
He was he really hugged her back and he was like rubbing her back, and I was like, this is such a cute scene. Damn, I hadn't been so long. But yeah, he was doing all of that and I was like, oh, this is cute. And then they were staring at each other. I said, watch, when the whole time the man has been right under her nose. She didn't even know she didn't do all of that overtime trying to get, not for me, child, please God. But yeah, so I was like, oh, well, if they could end up together, because he's quite mature, got a great
and
job,
and he does a good job,
and he understands like the way her timing works, because they work in the same
industry
thing. So yeah, who knows? But I do think that, because remember I said that the first five episodes obviously showed each storyline that we need to follow this season, and then I thought like the next five might give us answers on that, like, the first five. But I feel like for the rest of this episodes now, like we've got four left. It's just gonna, it's like we're fading out, when we're getting closure, but also I don't feel like it's gonna be like individual storylines anymore. I feel like it's not all gonna be merging together and like blending together.
I don't think there's enough time for individual storylines. I thought it would be.
We've got four left.
Like I said before, I really want to see more of Kelly, but we didn't. I don't think it's gonna be individual storylines.
I have a thing for you, actually, because I watched the film the other day. Oh, I can't remember what it's called now, though. And Kelly was in it. So what I clocked with Kelly, right? You know how some actors and actresses, they have their role. Like, this is what they play.
Yeah.
I've decided that this is what Kelly plays. So it's not so much, let me see if I can find it. It's not so much that she's been boxed in there. Actually, maybe she has been boxed in. But it's like, this is just who she is. Because in the film I watched as well, it's with Tiffany Haddish.
Okay. Oh, I think I know one you're talking about. Is it with that Tinka Sumter? Not Tinka. Is that her name? Tinka.
No, it's a white lady. So this is it's called Like a Boss. It's Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne. But basically, she's in there and she's one of their friends. And kind of like the same role she plays in Insecure. I mean, here in this one, she's got a baby, but it's still that funny Kelly, like that one that drops the funny ad libs and says funny stuff and silly stuff. It's a bit more serious because she's a mum, obviously, but I just thought this is her role. Like, you know, some actors just, this is their role. Like, they're just the funny person.
Yeah. It happens in Hollywood a lot.
Yeah. It's like with Viola Davis. Viola Davis is always going to be the one that cries.
Yeah. It happens in Hollywood a lot.
Yeah.
Where certain actors start playing certain roles, and because they play it so well that they just end up becoming that guy for every movie.
That's it. That's
like,
it.
I think, I can't remember who it was. Was it Regina?
Oh, it's Regina and Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just a comedian and everything.
Yeah, she mentioned how, like, in the past, that like, she's always, there's some roles where she felt like she was being boxed up and like playing the same type of role like over and over again. So yeah, I guess even it can be hard though.
Even like someone like Monique, what's the other girl? The other one was in Precious as well. But then even someone like I just thought of them now. Taraji. Because basically before that, Taraji was kind of played the kind of baby boy kind of roles. And then as soon as she became Cookie on Empire, now she plays the boss babe kind of roles.
So I feel like
sometimes people are just boxed in, unfortunately, but...
Yeah. But, like, I would love to see Kelly play other roles than just being the comedian. Like, it's like when Kevin Hart did that Fatherhood movie. Like, in the past, I was like, oh, Kevin Hart's not funny, he's all right. But when I saw him in Fatherhood, I was like, oh, my gosh, I love seeing this side of you where it's not just kiki, haha, throwing jokes left, right, center, but you actually can be serious and you do well playing serious roles. So yeah, I'd love to see that for Kelly.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But she did direct this episode.
Did she? Oh yeah, last one, I forgot to mention, last one was Kerry Washington, my babes.
But she
directed this one. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's amazing, really, actually. Sick.
Yeah.
Man, like,
I'm so happy for five seasons in?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. So happy for her, yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's it. That's everything this week.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have any predictions to ask about because we didn't really get anything that's prediction worthy.
And it's hard to predict. Like I was saying, it's hard. I can't literally predict.
Oh, here's a prediction. Do you think she and Effie are gonna break up? Because I saw your tweets.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then you said 100%. That so quickly. And then do you think she and Lawrence are gonna get back together?
The reason in the beginning I wanted her to, but I feel like it's too predictable for them to get back together because there's so much to unravel around that Condola, like how they're gonna make it work kind of thing, that I don't know if we've got enough episodes left, but if they wanna make it less predictable and be like, oh my god, like then they probably won't get back together, which I think might happen. Yeah. What about you?
I feel like they're going to get back together, but it's not one of those things where, like, we're not going to, you know, when TV shows end and you don't get to see how the camera, or like films, and you don't get to see how the characters live after. It's left to the imagination. So I feel like it's all going to work out in a way where they're going to end up back together, and the dynamics is going to, the way they're going to end back together is going to be so nice and smooth that we'll have no reason to think that this is going to be a chaotic situation.
Yeah, or it could be a thing, just thinking now, it could be a thing where they're both standing like across each other and then they say, do you want to make it work? And then she says, do you want to make it work?
If they end up, I'm going to be fuming.
And then they smile.
I hate a cliffhanger like that. What's the answer?
Oh, I'd love that.
I want to cry in the last episode. I actually want to cry.
Oh my god, imagine if he proposes to her.
No, she didn't say no. Sorry, don't propose to me.
You wanted to make it work, and now you're saying don't propose.
We need to lead back up to trust. Nigga, what is this? That's a shut up ring. That's it. I'm trying to trap you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But if he's going to propose for all the years that she went through all that nonsense she went through with him, which is 5 years as far as we know that we've seen on screen, he needs to give her the biggest rock we've ever seen.
The biggest.
They need to use Issa Rae's actual wedding ring. For that.
I keep forgetting she's actually married, you know, in real life.
How cute. Oh,
that is cute.
Very sweet. But guys, we're gonna end it there. I definitely feel like this is more than 30 minutes, but
sorry guys. It's all right. We get carried away.
Yeah. But I think this was definitely a good episode.
Yeah, I know. I love
might
it.
Be my favorite actually. I just enjoyed like it was different storylines all squeezed into 30 but then it was just enough of each storyline to squeeze into the 30. Like I didn't feel like, oh, I need more.
Yeah,
I just felt like, okay, like everything worked out. I think I like the change of sceneries as well. Like I don't want to be on the beach every time
because I like chaos. I still love the Condola and Lawrence outburst. I've been wanting chaos since episode one, so yeah, I think that's my favorite so far.
We'll see how it goes, guys.
But catch us here again next Wednesday.
Yep, see you there.
We're signing out. Bye.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.